welcome to the West Plains Civic Center. We're getting ready for Grizzly basketball, Region 16 basketball tonight, as the Grizzlies will take on the number 18 team in the nation, the Moberly Greyhounds, who are 14-4. The Grizzlies come in at 8-2 and 8-10, that is, and 0-2 in region play. The Greyhounds 14-4 overall. They are 3-1 in region competition. I'm Harlan Hutchison to my immediate right, Curtis Ballou to the far right over there. We've got Drew Joyce back in the studio. It's Nate Hudson. The starters being introduced for this ball game. And Curtis, if this game's anything like the last one, we're going to be wore out again when we go home.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to stay true to my word from back in December with the Memphis Day game. If these games keep staying close, I'm going to send Coach Faye my medical bill when I go see the heart doctor.
The starters for the Moberly Greyhounds, coached by Hall of Fame coach Pat Smith. Takeo Carpenter is a 6'3 guard from Alexandria, Virginia. He's sophomore. Xavier Sykes, 5'10 guard from Columbia, Missouri, another sophomore. Isaiah Robertson, a 6'6 forward from Farmington. He's a freshman. Freddie Cooper, a 6'2 guard from St. Louis, a sophomore, and Cameron Williams, a 6'8 freshman from Cape Girardeau. Here's the starters for the Grizzlies tonight. Kyle Germany at a guard. He's a sophomore from Detroit. Carlos Paul, the third, sophomore, 6'5 from Southfield, Michigan. Urji Hunami from Windsor, Ontario, a 6'4 freshman guard. Trayon Grant Foster, forward from Kansas City, Kansas, 6'6 freshman. And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. One of the big items for the Grizzlies as we get this game going is Mountain View night, by the way. And lots of folks from Mountain View here, as we're going to have a pretty decent Saturday night crowd for a Moberly MSU West Plains game. One of the biggest factors for the Grizzlies is going to be the fact that we've got three guys that are out tonight. And they include Gage Pitts, who cracked his wrist against Three Rivers last Saturday night. Lucas Prola still out with a bad foot. And now, for another game, we're going to be missing Javian Downey. And there have been these last two games where I really think that if we'd had Javian Downey, we probably could have won, especially last Saturday night, and maybe even at Mineral Area. But it's going to be, you know, Moberly plays real aggressive, and it's going to be hard to stay out of foul trouble, and you're going to have to go a little deeper in your bench as this game gets started. I talked to Pat Smith, head coach of Moberly, before we got started, and been talking to him for many years. I said, how you playing? He said, you know, we're 14-4, we're not very good. You know how many teams that take 14-4 and call themselves not very good? They're plenty good. This game's underway. Tip one by the Greyhounds. They have it at the left elbow. And we'll pick them up as we go. Freddie Cooper, ball out to the right point. This is Xavier Sykes. Their two guards are really good. Sykes and Carpenter on the right baseline. Pull-up shot, open jumper, and air ball. That's a good start for us. Picked up by Trayon Grant Foster. Back from right to left, and the white Greyhounds are in the black. Carlos works his way to the middle. Double team out to left point. Three ball is no good. Rebounded, though, by Trayon Grant Foster. He'll shoot a three from the left corner. It's short, and it's picked up by Moberly. Last Saturday night, the Grizzlies lost by one in overtime. We're outscored in the three-point line, 24-3, and there's a three to start the ball game. Knocked in by Freddie Cooper in the left corner, and the Greyhounds have an early 3-0 lead, and here comes the pressure. There's going to be plenty of that tonight. Three seconds to get it over. Going to have to hurry, and they do, and the Grizzlies set their offense up. 18 now on the shot clock. Left point, Urji Hunami fakes the shot, dribbles across, bounce pass across to Kyle Germany. Now in the right corner, Urji, good, cut to the basket. Carlos underneath trap, got to go up, son. Got to go up, and he does. He lays it up and in.
Good footwork to not travel down there.
Whether you make it or miss it, you got to go up for the shot, and it's going to be 3 seconds, and you'll probably get fouled at worst. Xavier Sykes. Out to Isaiah Robertson. Namesake of a former Los Angeles Rams linebacker. Now down the key. Pull-up shot. Sykes the lefty. Puts it up. Rims off. Rebounded by Kamwimba. And the Grizzlies come back with it. 3-2 game. Grizzlies down by one. Germany feeds it to the free throw line. Lionel back outside to TGF. Trayon puts it on the deck. Takes it to the hole. Leans in. Shoots no good. But he got fouled. And he'll shoot two. And the Grizzlies with a chance to take the early lead here.
I think Lionel may have got a finger to the eye or something there when he caught the ball at the top of the post.
We don't need any more people hurt. It's hard enough when you're full strength against really good teams, but boy, when you're shorthanded, it's tough. TGF at the line, and he misses the first one. Kenan Peebles in the lineup for Lionel, and he'll give him a chance for his vision to clear up a little bit. The Kansas City, Kansas kid shoots again. Good. Tie game at 3-3. 2 minutes into it. Moberly always has really good guard play. Sykes and Carpenter fill that bill for them. He's left-handed. Sykes, that is, so he goes to his left. Now goes the other way. Left-hand scoop layup. Rims off. Comes off the rim on a tip. That time by Williams, and the ball is out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball on the baseline. They'll have to go the length of the floor. You know, the other night, Moberly played Mineral Area last Saturday night, and they scored 46 points. I still can't get over that. Front court, TGF behind the back dribble. Too much dribbling. Ball stolen away. On the left wing, open for a three. That's from long range. No good. Rebounded by Urji Hunami. Kyle Germany out front. Bounce pass on the left wing. Bounce pass low block. Kenan Peebles has a mismatch with Sykes. Now back out to the left point. TGF puts it on the floor. Dribbles over. Knocked away. Saved back to Germany. Kyle, pull up 12-foot floater is good.
Not sure Kendon realized he had the mismatch there.
He knows it now. If they match up again the same way, he's got a big advantage. Now on the right wing, a pull-up shot is good for two. Knocked in again by Freddie Cooper. And it's a 5-5 game. At the Civic Center, Mountain View night. Lots of Mountain View people here. Great turnout. Grizzlies on offense with 16 on the shot clock. At the right point, Carlos Paul III will hand the ball now to Kyle Germany. Double team, pass it in to Carlos, cutting to the basket, drop step, walk to the basketball, turnover two on the Grizzlies tonight.
Talking about that guard play, Harlan, both of them average are the leading scorers for the Greyhounds.
And that kind of follows suit. They will take the majority of the shots this to K.O. Carpenter, really good player. On the right baseline, now here's Sykes with a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar left-hand hook going across the lane, no good, which is kind of odd to see when you consider that he is all of 5'10". Now on the right wing, Grizzlies have it now after the miss. TGF drives through, dishes over, Kabari Vincent puts it up and in. There is a kid who has played better and better over the last about half dozen games. At the right point, a catch by Robertson. Now on the right wing, here's another three. That won't go. The rebound, though, pulled down by the Greyhounds. No control with Cameron Williams. Back out on the wing for another three, and that's going to be good. To K.O. Carpenter. I said this in passing a while ago, but the Grizzlies down the right corner, up the floor, all the way to the hole. Two-handed dunk by Kenan Peebles. They didn't get back on defense. And Pat Smith is going to blow a gasket over there, I guarantee it. He doesn't put up with that. Left point, here's Robertson with a three, and it's way off the mark. Grizzlies get the board. We're up by 1-9-8. Back we go on the fly. Kyle Germany to the hole, all the way off the board, and good. 11-8 ball game. Sykes goes to the left. Now to the right elbow, pull-up shot. Dances on the rim, won't go in. Over the top rebound is put back in by Cameron Williams, who went over the back for the board in the bucket. 11-10, Grizzlies by one. Our three-point shooting has been easily the biggest weak point of this basketball team for the Grizzlies. Last Saturday night, we were outscored 24-3 from the three-point line and lost by one in overtime. On the left side, TGF has it. Double team, keeps the dribble, puts it on the deck, down the lane, has it knocked away, and he got fouled, and it'll be out of bounds on the baseline with a foul call against the Greyhounds. Takeo Carpenter with his first foul for the Greyhounds. Carlos Paul the third will come out. Lionel Kamwimba back in there. Curtis, have you noticed at the end of these last few games here how well Lionel Kamwimba has played? He's a playmaker at the end of games.
Yeah, he's quietly played very well, and I think it goes unnoticed a little bit by most.
He doesn't score a lot, but, boy, he contributes in a lot of ways. Grizzly ball with 10 on the shot clock on the inbound play. Kyle Germany gets a screen, gets Sykes off of him. Now he'll pull up and shoot a three from the left side. Three ball is good. Well, we could use a lot more of that. Now back up the floor. 14-10, Grizzlies by four. Really good crowd here for a Saturday night game. On the right side, Carpenter has it. He'll pick up the dribble, bounce pass it to the right elbow. Back to Carpenter on the baseline. He goes all the way in, now bounces out to Sykes at the right point. Ball put on the deck and a drive to the hole, and it's blocked partially by Lionel Kamwimba and a tie-up, and it's Grizzly basketball. And right there is the advantage of having a 6'8 postman that can guard the rim right there. Riley Whitaker will come in for the Grizzlies for TGF. 14-10, 13:29 to go in the first half. Well, it's been a while since we beat these guys here. This would be a good night to do it. Riley Whitaker on the right sideline. Splits the D, wraparound bounce pass. Not there, stolen. Sykes back the other way. At the point, three straight on is good.
And Akili Evans.
I had his number in the book and didn't have his name in the book. Akili Evans with the three. And now on the left side, here's Germany to the point. 1 point game, three ball by Kenan Peebles. Air ball saved. And Riley Whitaker got the ball, but he got bumped out of bounds, and it'll go back over to the Greyhounds. Grizzlies with four turnovers and one for Boberly. Kenan will go out for Urji Hunami. Kamari Vinson will go out of the ball game as well. Carlos Paul is back in. So, 14-13, Greyhounds go for the lead. Here's a drive. That should have been a walk. Ball kicked out to the left corner. Open shot for three is good. 8 points for Freddie Cooper. 16-14, Greyhounds. This region season well underway. The Greyhounds are 3-1. The Grizzlies are 0-2. And this is the most even region I think I've ever seen in doing like 15 years of Grizzly basketball. Right elbow, Paul steps through, goes up strong and scores. And a foul on the play, and the basket will count. That was a strong move. And Pat Smith, very unhappy on the overly bench. Well, it took him 8 minutes to get up and really start prowling. So the foul will be the first foul on Tariq Anderson. And Carlos Paul III at the line for the Grizzlies.
I think the key there was Paul did not get into panic mode, and he just stayed patient like he normally does.
It's funny. Carlos had struggled a little bit to score first half of the season. And then we got here right around the first of the year. As Carlos goes to the line, he'll shoot one, and it's going to be off the back iron and no good. Rebound to the Greyhounds. And Coach Faye sat him down a couple of games, didn't start him for a couple of games. And since then, he has just been great down the key. Here's a hanging shot off the glass. No good. Weak side rebound. Carlos Kamwimba comes away with it for the Grizzlies off the miss by Moberly. Here we go. Back tie game at 16. Whitaker out. TGF has it. Lob pass left side. Urji Hunami. And I think Moberly's gone to his zone. In the paint, here's a whistle and a drive across by Urji, and he got fouled. I may be losing my mind, but Moberly may be playing zone, and that is really, really rare. Second foul on Freddie Cooper, which suits us really well because he has 8 of their points, and he has 2 fouls. Lob pass out front, TGF near the timeline on the sideline. He's guarded by, man, take him to the hole, and TGF loses the ball on the dribble, another turnover. Down in the front court, right wing, a three is up, no good. Ball comes off, taken by the Greyhounds. Spin move to the middle, slapped away, and a foul against the Grizzlies. So 11:31 to go in the first half. Tie game at 16. The shooter is Javarius Moy. He's yet to score tonight. And his first try here is good.
That foul was on Riley Whitaker. And Darian Combs makes his way into the game now for Whitaker.
That's funny. I was thinking today, you know, I bet with all the injuries we have at guard, Darian Combs will get to play. When Darian's had a chance this year, he's played pretty well. He's from Poplar Bluff. Free throw, next one, no good. Long to the corner, chased down by Trayon Grant Foster. Urji Hunami. On the right side, TGF double team, pass to the high post. Back out on the left wing. There's Darian. Make that three, and it's no good. Ball comes off, and it's taken down. Long pass up the floor. They'll get it up ahead to Evans. Ball knocked away. Good defense by the Grizzlies. They get the steal. Up the right side, Darian Combs. Double team, and just flat taken away from him. And now back come the Greyhounds. Stepped through, took three steps, laid it up, missed it. Ball out of bounds, Grizzly basketball. You got to be stouter than that with the ball if you're Darian Combs. Kendon Peebles will come in. And right now the Grizzlies have Grant Foster with Germany, Hunami, Peebles, and the front court along with Lionel Kumwimba. Down the key, kick it to the corner, back around the horn it goes. Over on the left side, Kyle in the left corner, Urji with it. They are playing zone at the free throw line. Triple team on the ball. Back out on the wing, left corner, wide open. Come on, Urji, it's in the air. No good. Ball long, though. It's going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies, and it'll go back over. No, they're going to say last touch by Moberly. I thought TGF knocked that out of bounds.
I did, too, but I'm okay with it.
Now, if Drew thinks that 24 touched it last, then we know they're wrong. Inbound play, Kyle Germany. Grizzlies down one, 17-16. Left corner, wrap around. Oh, good feet underneath. Layup no good by Lionel Kumwimba, but he got fouled from behind, and he'll shoot two times. That foul's on Nelson Reynolds for the Greyhounds. And that's team foul number five, so we're getting close to the bonus halfway through the first half. 17-16, Moberly. Lionel Kumwimba. The Democratic Republic of Congo. He is a 79% free throw shooter, but the first try will not go this time. Kamari Vinson is back in the ball game. Kamari Vinson, another kid that has really raised his game up. Next try is no good. That's odd. 0-for-2 for Lionel Kumwimba. Well, he probably has blurred vision in one eye. Over on the right side, Nelson Reynolds. Moberly will weave out front, back out on the wing. A catch and shoot for a three is no good. Rebound by Kamari Vinson. Off the miss by Takeo Carpenter. I can tell you one big difference in this team from Moberly compared to others. That ball goes up. They are rebounding machines. I haven't really seen much of that so far from them. On the right wing, Germany, three ball, good! Kyle Germany is hot tonight, he's got 10 already. 19-17 Grizzlies. 9:38, next whistle, we'll have a timeout. Down the key, that should have been a charge, backing in, turnaround, spin shot, is put up good by Javarius Moy. Looks like a charge to me. And now a foul in the back court will be called on the Greyhounds, that'll be on Nelson Reynolds, he has two fouls. And we'll get a whistle and a timeout. 9:25 to play in the first half. Grizzlies and the Greyhounds are tied at 19, and we're back in a minute on KDY. Tie game at 19 after the timeout, media timeout. The Grizzlies have two assistant coaches, Michael Poindexter, who did a great job taking over for Jared Fay in that game at Mineral Area. Our other assistant is Joe Greenwood. Joe Greenwood is from Boston. He is a New York Yankees fan.
So So
he's strange.
I was going to say. Are we a fan of Joe or are we not?
When you talk to Joe, it takes you about 2 seconds to realize this kid's from Boston. Here we go. Back to play. Riley Whitaker. Tie game at 19. Against the zone. Now on the right side, Whitaker dribbles through. Back outside. Three ball. Right point. Kendon is in and out. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. And if you're Moberly, the Grizzlies are a 29% three-point shooting team. So make them shoot it from the outside. Down the key. Cut off. Turnaround. Shot is way short. Picked up by Kendon Peebles. Grant Foster in the front court, trying to get the lead back, tied at 19. We were famous for going through offensive dry spells. Let's not get into one here. Let's get a bucket. TGF in the corner, dribbles through, pull up, baseline shot, hit the side of the backboard. That's a forced shot, not a good shot. And it's taken back by Moberly. At the point, straight on three, won't go down, but the rebound inside, and we'll have a foul call against the Grizzlies. On the rebound attempt there, Cameron Williams with the rebound. So 33, foul 33 there. And Lionel Kimwemba with only the second foul on the Grizzlies here in the first half. The Grizzlies will shoot the bonus for the last 8.5 minutes of this first half. So we'll see if we can take advantage of that. Inbound play on the right side. Williams will hand the ball back to Xavier Sykes. Make him go right. That a boy, Riley. Make him go right. He cuts him off on the baseline. Wrap around to the far left corner. That's a tough catch. And now stepping out of bounds, turnover on the Greyhounds. In the corner, Javarius Moy, and number three on the Greyhounds. Full court pressure again by Moberly. Tie game at 19. Kendon Peebles gets TGF. He says, all right, he'll just throw it back to Kendon. Up the right side, shot clock ahead. All right, we got across with two to spare. Kendon down the lane all the way, goes up for the shot, knocked away, out of bounds, and there's going to be no foul call there. He must have just lost it on the way up. And speaking of that, our officials for this ball game are Kelly Hunt, Rifkin Dodson. I told him, you've been here a lot of times. He said, oh, yeah. And Kyle Marler. Those are your three officials for this game. Here's a bad pass stolen by Kendon Peebles. Hesitate to say he stole it. It was thrown right to him. Now Kendon up the left side will circle back out. Out to Kyle Germany. Right point, Riley Whitaker. Kyle has it to the high post. Carlos out on the wing. A three again by Kendon is up and no good. Rebound tipped over, picked up by TGF, and he stepped out of bounds and turnover on the Grizzlies. Urji Hunami is going to come in for Riley Whitaker here. 19-19, 7:30 to go. The Grizzlies really, really need to win this game. Ball knocked away out front, and a late call as the ball was knocked away from Xavier Sykes by Urji Hunami after the ball was loose and Urji was picking it up, then the call came. So, 7:22 left on the first half clock. Our next game will be against 18-0 and number 6 in the country, Mineral Area, next Wednesday. That'll be here at the Civic Center, another Grizzly foul. That'll be against Kendon Peebles, and that'll be team foul number 4 on the Grizzlies. In the lineup, back in the lineup, Isaiah Robertson for the Moberly Greyhounds. Inbound play out front. Sykes to the left side. Ball faked by Scale Carpenter. He'll dribble in, kick it far side, and there's the open three. It's way off the mark that time by Robertson. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Germany up the left side. TGF. Spin to the middle. Nearly turned it over. Now it gets loose. No look pass inside. Tipped out of bounds. TGF needs to learn every play doesn't have to be a great play. You don't have to thread it through the car wash without getting it wet. You don't have to spin away from the defense because you're going to have somebody coming from the side. Here's a three and good by Kyle Germany. Kyle has three threes in the half. He has 13 points. The Grizzlies up now by three, 22-19. On the left side, Isaiah Robertson picked up by Grant Foster. At the point, free throw line cut off. And now back to the left side, bounce pass over. Williams now gets the ball to Cooper. Bounce pass into Williams in the paint. Backs down, right hand off the board. Good. That's a good move. He had a height advantage over Urji Hunami and took advantage of it. He has four. 22-21 Grizzlies. Urji. Front court, Kyle Germany. Tip pass. Kyle drives in. Puts up the runner. A floater off the board. Won't go. Tipped across and picked up now by the Hounds. Freddie Cooper. Middle of the floor. Now on the left side in the corner. Catch and shoot for a three by Robertson is good. 3-point shooting so far. Moberly has made five. Grizzlies have made three. I should say Kyle Germany's made three. TGM free throw line. Step through, lean in. Shoots it off balance. No good. And a late whistle. And another foul call. Pat Smith is in mid-season form, boy. I mean, he is stalking, ranting, stomping, raving. That's the first foul of the ball game on the postman from the Greyhound for the Greyhounds, Cameron Williams. Trayon Grant Foster has 1 point. He had a bad first half last Saturday. Came back, had a good second half in the ball game. First free throw here is good by TGF. We had six turnovers in the first half Saturday. He had five of them. But he came back and played very well in the second half, and the Grizzlies just couldn't finish the deal in overtime. Next free throw is good. Tie game at 24. Long up the floor. Right corner, Freddie Cooper back to the point. Sykes, left point. He gets the ball there to Robertson. Carpenter on the dribble. Way out. Right side three is up no good. Rebound by Kyle Germany. Pass up ahead. TGF has it. Lob over the top. Carlos good. Catch lays it up and good. Grizzlies on top 26-24. 5 minutes even to play in the first half. Out front to the right corner. On the side, it's Cooper. The low block, fumbled away, stolen, as Moberly turns it over on the pass to the low postman. 26-24, free throw line. Ball knocked away from Carlos Paul. Gets it over to TGF, leans in, hangs and shoots, no good. Carlos got it outside, now at the right point. Kyle with a catch and shoot for a three, won't go. Rebound, Carlos Paul, one bounce, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 4:27 to go in the first half. And really, truth be known, I think I'm not keeping rebounds up here. But I think if we had the rebound count, you'd find out that we probably are out-rebounding them so far in the game.
And I don't think we've done that to a whole lot of teams this year.
Especially teams that are famous for being good rebounding teams. That foul's on Xavier Sykes, his first free throw here is no good by Carlos Paul with one more to come. Say hi to Kenny Peebles and his family. Listen to the broadcast tonight in the great state of Virginia. Next one is good. Hampton, Virginia, to be precise. Carlos makes one. Grizzlies lead by three. Right point for the tie, and it's good. Knocked in from downtown by Freddie Cooper. He's made three threes in the half. And we're tied at 27. Urji Hunami. Kyle Germany. High post, Carlos Paul. Down the key all the way. Lays it up. Good! Foul on the play, and the basket will count. And Carlos, who's not known for his quickness, I mean, he got by the defense in a blink, got the lay-in, and got the foul. And that's the second foul against Tariq Anderson for the Greyhounds. 29-27, free throw is no good. Man, we can't make one for love or money. 29-27, back come the Greyhounds. Down the key to the right wing. Pull up from the right side for three. No good. Slap long. Picked up by Germany. Grizzlies come back behind the back. Dribbled midcourt. Kyle all the way. Stepped through. Got it slapped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. What is this? You can't shoot a layup without getting fouled and not getting a call tonight, it looks like.
That's what I was starting to think.
It's okay as long as it's both ends of the floor. Urji Hunami out. Carlos Paul out. Lionel Kamwemba. Kamari Vinson both in. Two-point game. Kyle on the inbound play. Lob it out front. Kendon Peebles. Kendon gets it to Kyle with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Kyle down the key all the way. Here's the ball laid up. Slapped out of bounds, out of midair. And it'll stay with the Grizzlies with 17 on the shot clock. Inbound play. Germany to the corner. Wraparound pass baseline. Germany. Oh, opposite side. Good catch. Layup no good by Lionel Kamwemba. This shot was contested and partially blocked. Now on the right. Here's Evans back to the point. Sykes. Down the left side. Fall away. Shot for a two is good. It's Freddie Cooper. He has 13 points. Tie game at 29. He has 13. Kyle has 13 for the Grizzlies. 29 all. Kamari Vincent hands the ball off. Germany on the left side. Gets a high screen right. Goes that way. Curls over the top. Lob inside and the ball caught. Coming down with it is Kendon. He goes up. Can't get the shot away and the ball blocked. And back we go the other way with Moberly and Black. Tied at 29. Left corner. Catch and shoot for the lead. No good. Short. And no one went for the ball for the Grizzlies. At the right point. Three ball again. It's good. Again by Freddie Cooper. Kendon's moving very, very gingerly right now. He may have tweaked something on that last play underneath. And we've got subs coming in the game. Kendon has it back outside to Kyle. Up fake, dribbles in, goes up, puts it up, no good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 2:12 to go. And a three-point game, Moberly 32, Grizzlies 29. Am I imagining this or is Kendon kind of hobbling? Looks like he is to me anyway.
I wish you were imagining it.
So he'll go to the bench. We'll get three fresh bodies in. Carlos, Paul, EGF, and Urji Hunami. Kyle Germany to shoot two times. First try, good. So far tonight, we have shot 10 free throws, and we have made five. That was a good guess. One more try, and no good. Ball comes off into the hands of Evans. Now to the front court. And now we'll get another foul call on, for some reason. That's going to be on Trayon Grant Foster for a push, evidently. We have no Grizzlies with more than one foul in the first half, which is fantastic. 32-30. Over on the left sideline down. Here's Evans. Hook pass down low. Good pass. Good play. Good pass. Layup is up and good. Freddie Cooper is killing us. 34-30. He has 18 points down the key. Germany in. Shoots a little fall away. No good. Put back. Is tipped out. No good. Off the miss. Off the miss by Kamari on the tip. Now front court crossover. Here's a drive all the way. The whole right hand layup. No, won't go. Urji Hunami with it. And Freddie Cooper thinks he got fouled. Kamari Vinson, free throw line. Open shoots, partially blocked. Late whistle and a foul call. He'll shoot two. Now, when I say a late whistle, is that an exaggeration?
No, I did not think they were going to call a foul there when Kamari obviously had his arm touched as he was shooting.
Here's some good news. That's number three on Freddie Cooper for the Greyhounds, the man of 18 first-half points. First free throw is no good. That's bad news. Kamari Vincent, we're shooting 50% from the line. Actually less than that. Down by four. And no good again. 34-30. Greyhounds come back with 1:12 to go in the half. Over on the left side, Sykes. They look back door. Pass across. Now they'll hand the ball to Carpenter. Carpenter stolen and a whistle and a foul on a reach-in on Urji Hunami.
I know we're sitting up a little bit from the court, and I don't have my glasses on, but I just don't see all of these.
The thing is, you see plays with a lot more contact and nothing.
Yeah.
Then you see little touch fouls. And
there's not any consistency.
Back to play under a minute to go in the first half, 34-30. Sykes has it on the wing, picked up by Vincent, who's a pretty good defender. Rubs off the screen. Free throw line, far left side to the baseline. They'll cut the ball off. Now a shot inside, won't go. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. They can't get it. Another try. Put back right-hand shot, rattles around and goes in. And now we got a whistle after the play. There may be a foul on the Greyhounds. Anyway, Anderson got that foot back. There was a foul call. Technical foul. Evans gets a personal foul and a technical foul there. So it's going to be two. The first one is good by Kyle Germany. We have got to get some scoring out of some people not named Kyle Germany and Carlos Paul. It's been all them here in the first half. Good again. That helps. Down by four, 35 seconds to go. So the Grizzlies will have one more possession anyway here with 35.5 left in the first half. Inbound play, full court pressure by the Greyhounds. TGF has it. Hook pass back to Germany. TGF now with 25 seconds to go in the half. On the sideline in front of the Moberly bench. Spin to the basket, back the other way. Leans in, shoots off the board, good. And there he had a mismatch and he did the right thing, taking the ball to the basket. 2-point game, 10 seconds left in the half. Sykes has it, curls down the middle, takes it all the way, wraparound pass, got hung up in midair, stepped out of bounds, turnover, Greyhounds, and the Grizzlies will have a possession with 5 seconds to go in the first half. Lionel Kamwimba will come out of the ball game for the Grizzlies. You got 5 seconds. TGF has it. Splits the defense, behind the back dribble, turned it over. Midcourt. And the shot is no good. That's the end of the first half with the score. The Grizzlies trailing the Greyhounds 36-34. And we're back in 2 minutes. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University. West Plains, new beginnings and endless possibilities. And we're back in two on KDY.